Boker Tov, everyone. We are starting Simen Kuf Nun Gimel Dinei Binyan Beis Knesses, which is really could be titled also selling Batei Knessiot and other Dvarim Shebekdusha. A lot of the Simen will be discussing these types of things. To understand a little bit, just give us a little frame of mind, because we're also going to get very, very confused and boggled down in this Simen, is that there are different really topics that go on, and depending on who is selling something. Okay, at the beginning of the Simen, we're just talking about a Beit Knesset who wants to sell some of the things that are involved in their Beit Knesset. They want to sell the Aron Kodesh, they want to sell the Bima, they want to sell the Beit Knesset. That is what we're going to be discussing at the beginning of the Simen. Later on, about Siv Zayin, so we're going to get into the fact that there's certain times that there's something called the Shivei Tuvei Yair B'Mamad Anshei Yair. Okay, there's two different groups of people. If anyone learned Maseches Megillah, you'll have come upon these Shivei Tuvei Yair. They're basically what we, some type of board, that rabbinic board that has certain powers. When they sell something, there's going to be totally different halachas and much more room to be makel to sell certain things if they are, the tzibur is going to halach and selling it. It's not just them. The rav of the shul or the board of a shul wants to sell it, or maybe board of a shul, okay, whatever. The point is that you have a single Beit Knesset who wants to sell something. That's what we're going to be discussing now. Later on in the Simen Tziv Yud, we'll get to where a private person wants to sell something. Someone owns a Sefer Torah. Someone owns a bima of his own. Okay? That's going to be different halachas also in those cases of if he wants to go ahead privately to sell it. So that's what we're discussing over here now, is a specific shul a shul wants to go ahead and sell something without the Shuvei Tuvei Yair B'Mamad Anshei Yair. Okay, so says the Mechaber over here in Sif Aleph. Motel Asos Beis Knesset Beis Medrash. One is allowed to turn a shul into a Beis Medrash. Avalo mi Beis Medrash Beis Knesset. But the other way around, the Beis Knesset is also, the reason is because we have a concept of Malin Bekodesh Ve'ein Moridin. Okay, Malin Bekodesh Ve'ein Moridin, as the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. Shemalin Bekodesh Ve'ein Moridin and Sif Katan Beis. That is the concept, that is the title of the beginning of the Simen, that any time you want to sell something, you could only sell and use the money for something greater in Kedusha, because you're Malin Bekodesh Ve'ein Moridin. Anyone learn Maseches Brachos? You have the concept also by rabbinic positions, by the Mice of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, Rabbi Kiva over there in Maseches Brachos. Over there it talks on the fourth barak. Discusses that ma'isa of Malin Bekodesh Ve'ein Morinan. Some say Malin Bekodesh Ve'ein Morinan is an Inyan Daraisa. The end of the day over here, what we learn over here is a Beis Medrash has more Kedusha than a Beis Knesset. Okay? And therefore, everything that we discussed in Simen Kufnan Beis about not knocking down a Beis Knesset until you build a Beis Medrash, until you build a new one, also applies by a Beis Medrash. Also, as Mr. Brewer pointed out in Kufnan Beis, Siv Katan Aleph, a Beis Medrash even has more Kedusha than a Beis Knesset, as the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Siv Katan Aleph, Hu Makam Am Yuchad L'Toro Ukdushasa Gedola Yoter, since it's a Makam Yuchad V'Torah, Torah is a greater level than Tefillah, and therefore it has more Kedusha than a Beit Knesset. Okay, so that is what comes out over here. A couple of things the Bar Halacha points out over here is that it's not only mutter to turn a Beis Knesset into a Beis Medrash. You have a Beis Knesset, and now you want to turn to the Beis Medrash, that would be mutter. But says the Bar Halacha over here in Dibur Masel, mutter lasos v'huadin shemutter limkor Beis Knesset k'day lasos Beis Medrash. You'd also be allowed to sell the shul in order to use the money to build the Beis Medrash. However, he says, that's only going to be if they sell the Beis Knesset and they're going to use the money right away to move into the Beis Medrash. Like it's ready to go. All they have to do is use the money. But once again, if they're going to use the money now to pay the contractor to build the Beis Medrash, then we have problems of Pshusa. Maybe neither of them are going to be built, and then that would be problematic. Now, the Pirah Heiti over here in Sif Katan Beis, interesting, the Mishnah Berurah does not bring it down. The Berhetiv over here in Sif Katan Beis says, Dafka Beis Knesset She'enim Kovin Midrash Lilmot. Everyone we're talking about over here, a Beis Knesset, is a Beis Knesset that's only used for davening. Aval Beis Knesset Didon She'kovim Jam Medrash Sha Achas Dinuka Beis Medrash. Okay, he's quoting the Truvas Dvar Shmuel. He says, if you have a Beis Knesset where they also learn, he says that even if they have like an hour shir, that's going to be good enough. That not everyone agrees with. There's an hour shir versus people learning all day might be Malin Bekodesh also. But at the end of the day, the Bar Heitav brings it down. Some are makel like this, as long as there's shiurim going on in the Beis Knesset. Or like nowadays, many of the Beis Knesset have Batei Midrash and people are learning there all the time also. For sure, then that would have a din of Beis Medrash also. And that would even have a greater Kedusha. Obviously, if the Beis Medrash is also a makom for tefillah, then you're also davening the Beis Medrash. It's got both milas. That would be the greatest mila also. Okay, so that is Sif Alf. Moving on to Sif Beis, which is also found in Maseches Megillah, Kaf Hei Amud Beis. The Mishnah over there in Kaf Hei Amud Beis describes what things are Malon Mekodesh and what things are Moridin. What has more Kedusha than? So the list over here is brought down over here in Sif Beis. So Bnei Ha'ir, the people of the city, Shemachru Beis Knesses. Once again, without the Shivei Tuvei Ha'ir, B'mamad Achi Ha'ir, like the Bar Halacha points out over here, Dibur Masel Abel Ibcha, we're talking about Stan, the people get together and the people say they want to sell things of the Beis Knesses. Shemachru Beis Knesses, if they want to sell the Shul, so they Yecholin Yikach B'dam of Teva. Okay, they're allowed to go ahead and use the money to buy a Teva. What's a teva? That's a machlokas in the Rishonim. What's a teva? The Mechaber then now goes ahead and brings down both opinions. What's the teva? The Hainu Heichel Shanichan Bo Sefer Torah. One opinion, it's called the artist, but it's referring to the Aron Kodesh. The Hainu, you could sell a shul to buy an Aron Kodesh because an Aron Kodesh has more kedusha than the shul. Okay, as we get closer to the Sefer Torah, the more Kedusha has. Rav Shechter fleshes this out, B'Shem Rav Soloveitchik, that really the Kedusha's based Knesset really is coming from the Sefer Torah. Okay, the Sefer Torah, even though it's the Makom Tefillah, the Sefer Torah. So it's closer we get to the Sefer Torah, the more Kedusha. So they have the Shul, the base Knesset, the Binyan. And now you get closer, you get to the Aron Kodesh. The Aron Kodesh has more. Oh, Luach Shem Amin Alav Sefer Torah, or it's the Bima. You have a piece of wood that you put the Sefer Torah on when you read the Sefer Torah. So it's either the Aron Kodesh or the Bima. Those have more Kedusha than the base Knesset. Machru Teva, if you go ahead and sell the Aron Kodesh or the Bima, Yecholim Nikach B'Davim Mitpachat Shal Sefer Torah, you can go ahead and buy the mantle of the Sefer Torah. The mantle of the Sefer Torah now is on the Sefer Torah, so therefore that has even more Kedusha than the Bima or the Aron Kodesh where the Sefer Torah sits in. Machru Mitpachat, if you sell the Mitpachat, Lochim B'Dameh Svarim, then you could go up and you could buy Svarim. What is Svarim over here? Svarim is not necessarily what we were to call Svarim. Da'ainu Shekotav Kol Chumash Levado, it's either over here referring to, back in the day we learned in Hilchos Kriyas Torah, the same concept that they used to have, not a whole Sefer Torah, but they would have all brachos written on cloth. Okay, all Shmos written on cloth. So it's each Chumash Levado that you could buy, because that has more Kedusha that you used to learn out of these Chumashim that were written on cloth. V'chein, Nevi'im, assuming the same thing, if you have a klach of Yoshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, okay, Yishayahu, Yirmiyahu, Treyasar, whatever it is, all this, the Nevi'im, written on klach, that also can be bought with mitpach, because this is Kedusha Mamish. This is more Kedusha, that even though one is only Nevi'im, the mitpach that covers the Sefer Torah has less Kedusha than the Nevi'im, Uksuvim themselves. Okay, machru svarim. If you go ahead and sell svarim, which is the next level of kedusha, lochim b'dam of sefer Torah, then the only thing you have left is the sefer Torah itself. That you could buy a sefer Torah with. Aval ipcha, but to do the opposite, anything going backwards in kedusha, moridim mekedusha, it's going to be aser. Aval ipcha, lohoridim mekedusha son aser. That's going to be aser. And this line is where the shivei tuvei ha'ir b'mamad anshei is going to come into later on. Later on, we're going to see if you have shivei tuvei ha'ir b'mamad anshei ha'ir, you could even be morid mekedusha. You could even be morid mekedusha. We'll discuss that later on. But over here, we just have stomp people going ahead and selling these things. If they sell it and using the money to buy something more, it's going to be mutter. To buy something less, it's absolutely going to be aser. V'afilu im kano b'ksas amos dover shekdusha chamura kedusha chamura ein yecholim l'shanas amoter l'kedusha kala. And even if they bought with some of the money dover shekdusha chamura, meaning they sold the Sefer Torah. Okay, right now we're talking about they sold the Sefer Torah. No, that's it, not use the Sefer Torah. They sold the Nevi'im Ksuvim, and they used half the money to buy a Sefer Torah. Great, that was mutter. They were Malim Kedusha. The rest of the money, even though they don't need any more money to buy the Sefer Torah, they can't now use this money to buy something less of Kedusha. You have to, all the money is Mukdash to use it for something that has greater Kedusha to it. Okay, so that is the Halacha L'maisa over here about selling things. And once again, anytime you're selling things of a base Knesset, you know you have to talk to a Rabbi before, because these Halachas are very, very complicated. We're getting Rashi Dvarim over here to understand the concepts over here. They're very important concepts. But before someone does L'maisa, one should definitely discuss this with a Rav. The Mishnah Berurah over here in Sif Katan. Sif Katan Vav. Sif Katan Vav, the end of Sif Katan Vav says like this. V'chumashim shalana, what about our chumashim, meaning the ours, that are in print? Afilim kol ha-chamisha yukri chom yachad. Even if you have all chamisha chumashim Torah together, goro mi chumash echad asuyu ketikon sefer Torah. It has less kedusha than one chumash that was written b'klach. Okay, one chumash that's written by a sofer on a klaf has more kedusha than all of our printed svarim, and therefore it is going to would not be allowed to sell one chumash that's written by klaf and buy a whole chumash that is together. Now, you have to realize that the same halachas over here apply in terms of putting things on top of each other. Okay, let's say you want to put a nach on top of a sefer Torah, we see that's absolutely usher, because a Torah has more kedusha. To put a Torah on top of a nach, that's going to be mutter because it has more kedusha. This is where the halachas come from, based on what has more kedusha. So it says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal, very important. V'chumashim. What about printed sarim? Do they have kedusha at all? It says like this: Haposkim danu b'sheila im kayom yesh l'svarim amnit pasim kedusha zaksav. Do we say nowadays printed sarim they have kedusha in the ksav itself? Since the person who is printing, sorry, just presses a button, he doesn't know where Shem Hashem is going to be. So he doesn't have kavanah for Shem Hashem at that place. So maybe then it doesn't really have the same kedusha. It doesn't have kedusha at all, perhaps. He says, V'od. Furthermore, a bigger problem is Deshemahan Matpis Kofer Rachman Chlitzan. We don't know the guy who's pressing the button. Maybe the guy who's pressing the button, who's actually printing the Sefer, is a Kofer. And therefore it really does not have any kedusha at all. If a Kofer writes a Sefer Torah, it doesn't have kedusha. Sefer Torah. V'lo chala klal kedusha l'shem. So says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal halacha l'maisa like this: Ach nira da'afte in kedusha l'shemos. Even though we're going to say halacha l'maisa, it doesn't have kedusha l'shem Hashem because it doesn't have kavana when they print the Shem Hashem that the kedusha l'shem Hashem is going to go chal on it. Mikol makom yesh kedusha satochen. But nevertheless, it's a kedusha sefer. It's got Talmud Torah inside of it. So therefore, since there's Talmud Torah inside of it, it automatically infuses it with kedusha, and therefore we assume, like Ruba, the poskim, that printed svarim do have kedusha to it, and therefore it requires geniza, and therefore also the same halachas apply by putting things on top of each other. That's what Rav Nevin Sal goes on and continues. V'chein ein laniach sifrei Torah shebal peh al sifrei nach. In terms of order, you cannot put sifrei Torah shebal peh on anything that is Torah shebichtav. Torah shebichtav is Tanakh and Torah enach. So therefore, anything that's Torah shebichtav, anything that's Torah shebichtav cannot go on top of Gemara, cannot go on to a Chumash, even though many point out that learning Torah shebal peh is on a greater level than learning Torah shebichtav. It has more holiness, but its holiness in the writing of it, Torah shebichtav has more holiness. Therefore, only Torah shebichtav can go on Torah shebal peh, and not other way around. All Torah shebal peh is all equal. So a Mishnah Berurah and a Gemara are going to be equal. They can go on top of each other. The same thing, and even a modern day English sefer that they wrote on a Torah topic is also going to have the same amount of kedusha as a Gemara, and they could go on top of each other. Rav Nevin Sal told me recently a very big chiddush. I always thought differently. I always heard growing up that a siddur, since a siddur is supposed to be, could be printed, has more kedusha than Torah Shebal Peh. It's like in between Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebichtav. Rav Nevin Sal did not think like that. He thought that a siddur and a Gemara and all Torah Shebal all the same, and they could go ahead and go on top of each other. It could be that since in the back of the siddur you have the Sukkim from the Chumash, maybe that would be make it a little bit different. That, I don't know, I'm at Tzarchi, and we'll talk to Rav Nevin Sal about that. But that's what is going on over here. Kedusha, the Svarim do have Kedusha to it, not as much as written on a cloth, for sure. That's for sure true, but they do have Kedusha to it, and therefore you have to be careful. Kedusha does not have Kedusha Hashem. That's the Chiddush over here of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal. Moving on to Siv Gimel. Sefer Torah shenimsa batos dino kuchumashim. A big chiddush over here. A Sefer Torah that they found a mistaken does not have kedusha Sefer Torah. It's lower to kedusha svarim. Okay, you still cannot sell it to buy a Beit Knesset. It's got more kedusha than a Beit Knesset, but it's going to have the same kedusha as Chumash Breishis written on a cloth. If you have a Sefer Torah, that is possible. Okay, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal, this Maven Yavin back from Hilchos Kriyas Torah, he points out over here, if it's just a Sefer Torah that is missing, Chaserus v'Yaserus, okay, the Vav, it could be written, a word could be written with a Vav or without a Vav, and let's say our Masorah is with a Vav, and over here it's without a Vav, then he says it still has Kedusha Sefer Torah, because we're not Bekiyin in Chaserus v'Yaserus nowadays, that we saw earlier on in Hilchos Kriyas Sefer Torah. But if you have a real Psul in a Sefer Torah, says the Mechaber over here, that it just has Kedusha like Chumashim L'Chora. This is also the Makor, but I told from Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal, that if you have a Pasul Sefer Torah, you don't have to stand up for it. You don't have to stand up for it, because over here it just has a din of like a Chumash. Fine. Moving on to Siv Dalet. We discussed that you're allowed to be Malin Mikodesh V'Ein Moridin. But what about Shava B'Shava? Can you sell a Sefer Torah to buy another Sefer Torah? Can you sell a Beit Knesset to buy another Beit Knesset? Over here, you're not Malin, but you're not Moridin also. It's the Iker not to be, and is the Iker to be Maila? or is the Iker not to be morid? Okay, and this is a machlokas in the Rishonim, brought out, quoted in the Beis Yosef, and over here in our Siman, and he brings down both deas over here in Sif Dalet. If it's mutter to buy something that has equal amount of kedusha, yesh osrim v'yesh matirim. He brings down two deyas. Some say usr, some say mutter. The general klalim over here is stam and yesh omrim lochas like stam. Yesh omrim kama and yesh omrim basra. The halacha is like the yesh omrim basra. Okay, that is the general klal. Over here, the Mishnah Berurah does come to explain over here in Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Very important, he says the following. What are we really arguing about? He says, Yesh Matirin Kedusha Al Kalpanim Ein Morinim Kedusha San. You are Morin, therefore the second opinion says Mutter. He says, V'chol Zeh L'Inyan D'Yavid. This is all talking about if you've already sold it, and now you have the money. What could I use the money for? Can I now go ahead and use it for something equal in Kedusha? Aval L'Inyan L'Chatchilo. For sure, everyone agrees, even the Mekilin agree, that you're not allowed to do a lechatchila. I can't say lechatchila, I'm going to go ahead and sell something of equal kedusha. After you sold it, let's say you had a mind to buy something of more kedusha. So I bought it, and then I decided, wait a second, maybe I want something of equal kedusha. So b'diyeved, you have the yesh matirin to rely on. But the lechatchila, sell something in order to buy something with equal kedusha, says over here, l'kuli amaz, that's going to be aser. Even if you don't have to worry that it's going to be pshusa, you're not going to buy the other thing. But then he says, very importantly, let's say there's something problematic with the first thing that you want to go ahead and sell. Okay, let's say he says over here, let's say the Beit Knesset is too small for you, therefore you have to buy a new Beit Knesset. Or the Sefer Torah is not readable anymore. Whatever it might be, it's not usable. The mantle is wearing out, whatever it might be. The thing is not usable anymore. Then lekuli alma mutar afil lechatchila macher tei likach acher. Even the machmirin over here would say lechatchila, go ahead and sell it to buy something shava, because what you have right now is not usable. It's not in use anymore. You can't use it. Therefore, it's like they saw by the Beit Knesset, the Chazi Beit Yua, like a Beit Knesset that's falling down. We saw in last Simon that you're allowed to knock it down right away in order to build a new Beit Knesset. So too over here, you'll be allowed to sell whatever you are lacking, whatever you have right now, in order to buy a new thing. With this also, there are those who are makel also, and this is the chor, what a lot of people rely on. If you want to buy something that is more beautiful, in order for hider mitzvah, even though it's equal in Kedusha, but you want to buy a nicer Sefer Torah, it's written nicer. Okay, or you want to buy a nicer Beis Knesset. In that case also, there are those, Mekilan brought that quoted in the Pesukei Teshuvos of Lechora, there are those who rely on this also. And the final thing is, the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sif Katan Yud, he says, this is all by other things, but what about a Sefer Torah? A Sefer Torah, there's no Malin Mekedusha, there's nothing you could buy that is Malin Mekedusha. So it says over here, the Mishnah Berurah, Avos the Sefer Torah, she ain yachol la'alos adamim Mekedusha yoter, l'kulei alma, k'shemachro yikach b'damei acheres. Obviously, if you've already sold the Sefer Torah, now you have the money. There's nothing else you could do with it. You can't buy anything with greater Kedusha. So over there, even the Machmir would say you could go ahead and buy another Sefer Torah in this case, where you need it, you had the money left over, also you have nothing else to do with the money. Because the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah, there is no greater Kedusha ad kan for today.